OK, in an entirely other part of the news and sort of the world, out with the old and in with the new seems to be the mantra of the state Republican Party today here in Massachusetts after narrowly voting for a new state party chair. Last night, incumbent Jim Lyons was running for a third term, lost to state committee member Amy Carnevale in a vote that was 37-34 on the ballot that closed it. Now, that three-vote margin underscores tension that remains as the party seeks to shake off financial woes and massive election losses in order to move forward. So we're going to start with just a minute with Jennifer Nasur, former chair of the state Republican Party from 2009 to 2011. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we've talked to you a bunch, Jennifer. You have been very clear that you felt this was the outcome that needed to happen. So today, I just want to get a minute and say, okay, so now Amy Carnevale puts one foot in front of the other. What are her top priorities? Let's use that old 100-day mark. What are her top priorities?
You know, it's funny. It's one of those things that, you know, you want to win, and then you win, and then you go, oh my God.
Now
what did I get myself into? Right. And so I'm sure that, you know, is a little bit of what Amy's probably feeling this morning of, you know, I did it and this is great, but now the real work has to begin. And so the first 100 days is really cleaning up the mess, right? It's saving the passengers from the Titanic, you know, the final resting place. It's making sure that, you know, one, the going through all of the documentation at the party, seeing what resources are really there. You know, that's number one, being able to keep the lights on, being able to hire a good chief of staff, you know, executive director, being able to hire a finance director, be able to hire a political director. So figuring out how you're going to do all of that. Going to the donors is the next thing and making sure that they understand that you can do what you promised that you said you're going to do, which is right the ship and start winning elections again and legitimize the Republican Party in Massachusetts and gain their trust and faith. And then after that, you know, it's, I mean, 100 days, that's probably enough. And, you know, there are local elections in there. If there are a couple of local elections that the party can win, that would be great, even though they're nonpartisan races. You know, but start being able to grab some candidates that are winning candidates. It is, you know, as you started, it was a very tight margin. It is going to be very difficult to unify the party so soon. I think she is, you know, she said in her speech last night that, she was going to go out and speak to all of those state committee members and try to unify the party. And I think that is a great strategy, because those state committee members are part of the committee, you know, and whether they agree with her or not, they are part of it. And this is a team that has to come together and has to start putting together a better strategy. And it's going to take everyone involved.
All right, Jennifer Nasur, former chair of the Massachusetts GOP, giving us that kind of 100-day agenda. Jennifer, thanks so much. I know we'll talk to you more as we follow her work in the months to come.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Take care. So joining us now, WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown, who was there last night, and here in Studio 2, Boston Herald columnist Joe Battenfeld. Steve, Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Tiziana.
Thanks, Tiziana.
So, Steve, give us the rundown of what it felt like in the room last night. This was close. I mean, 37-34, not on the first ballot. Was it tense?
It was tense, but it wasn't as contentious as I had expected. You know, there's been a lot of sniping between both sides of the party for weeks. And I get the sense that most folks were tired of that and were ready to just say, okay, where do we go from here? And, you know, the vote was close, but in the end, Carnevale was victorious.
So not contentious, Joe Battenfeld. I mean, there have been some contentious state party meetings that, in fact, led to there not being state party meetings for a while because they couldn't even get a quorum. You wrote a piece yesterday saying this is about party identity. So what do you make of the 37-34 split here when Jim Lyons was so administratively controversial,
right,
as well as politically so?
I mean, I think, honestly, it's going to take years for the party to get over this, these fractures. They're so embittered right now and so divided that they're, you know, Amy Carnevale has an almost impossible job to unite this party. There's still a big faction of committee members and voters who are in the Lyons camp, and they're going to have to be sort of unified into the more moderate sections of the party. And there's still a lot of divisions, a lot of bitterness going on. You know, the part questions about money, as people mentioned, like, does the party even have enough money to pay for a staff at this point? It's going to be very difficult. I don't know. I don't think they do. So, you know it's bad when the Democrats put out a press release last night praising the outcome. It's sort of like a pity press release saying, oh, thank you. Nice vote, guys. You know, hoping it would lead to more civility in the discussion.
I heard a little chuckle from you there, Steve, and I want to pick up on the money point that Joe Battenfeld was just making. We know that at one point recently they had nearly $100,000 in unpaid bills, and the latest update is that the party has less than $40,000 in the bank. My understanding is that Carnevale wants to hire someone, right? My understanding is she addressed this.
Yeah, she wants to professionalize the party. Basically, over the past 4 years, it's been Jim Lyons and some of his supporters doing things. You know, in the past, most parties have an executive director and people who deal with the finances and things like that. Professionals that handle all those things, and she promises that. She's going to get those systems back into place. Of course, you got to pay for those things. The people don't do those jobs for nothing. So, with $35,000 in the bank, she's not going to be able to hire a lot of people right away. So she does have to reach out to folks who gave money in the past to the party, who may have not appreciated Lyons' scorched earth policy of administering the party. And hopes that those folks will take her call and maybe start contributing to the party again.
Let's hear.
Running for this position, I did receive commitments from previous donors to the party that they're ready to re-engage and commit resources to the party moving forward. So, I've been encouraged by those conversations, and I'll certainly be reaching out to those donors to ask for their help and their commitment to engage again in the party.
And that was Amy Carnevale talking to you last night, Steve, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, she wants to reach out. And as a matter of fact, last week there was a wealthy donor who wrote to committee members who said that he would make a big donation to the party if they dumped Jim Lyons. So I wouldn't be surprised if Amy Carnevale is on the phone to that donor today.
So that brings me to this next question then, Joe Battenfeld, which is, you know, usually you got to kind of sell your leadership. This is what I stand for. You've been talking about the party identity issues. Carnevale is known as a Baker-Trump Republican. It raises the question, what does it mean to be a conservative in Massachusetts?
Right. Well, that's what they're going to have to struggle with, because you mentioned a Baker-Trump Republican. There's really no such thing. There's no, linking those two right now. I think it's helpful that Amy Carnevale did reach out to more moderate members of the state committee and more moderate members in the party in an attempt to sort of unify things and make it more appealing for more moderate candidates to run. They've got to have to recruit candidates, number one, after they get some money, because they need way better candidates than they've had right now. And so hopefully they can start recruiting candidates, and start with these sort of state legislative races. Start low. Start the bar low, because it's going to be very difficult for them to, like, go after state office. Nothing's going to change immediately because of this vote. Just because there's a new person at the helm.
So we're talking with Joe Battenfeld, Steve Brown, about the outcome of the vote for party chair in the Mass GOP last night. Yesterday, we sort of looked ahead at that vote. Now we're debriefing it. Steve, Joe talked about the response of the Democratic Party here in the state, but I understand that the National Republican Party had a response to Amy Carnevale unseating Jim Lyons as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Ron Kaufman was there, and Ron is the treasurer of the National Party. He has been Mr. Republican in Massachusetts for as long as I can remember. He's been at the center of things for quite a while. He's not really an ideologue. You know, he's a conservative. He wants to see money saved and things like that. But I wouldn't say he would be an ideologue. I had asked him if there's room for Charlie Baker Republicans and how does the party draw them back. Here's what he had to tell me.
There's room for all Republicans and right-thinking Democrats and all those wonderful independents in our party. I'm convinced that we do represent a conservative bent. I honestly believe that most of the state is where most Republicans are, which is fiscally conservative and moderately liberal on some of the social issues.
Now, Ron Kaufman then told me that he thinks the party is right more than wrong, and he says he is convinced that the new leadership will be good for the party.
So, Steve, I appreciate that, and I'm going to turn to Joe now, but with some of the other sound that you brought us from last night. So, Steve, Joe spoke with Tom Mountain, a Republican State Committee member, last night, and here was Tom Mountain's description of what he hopes is now the future of the party here in the state.
We have to get out the message that we are the party for everyone in the Commonwealth. We are the party of inclusiveness. We are the party for every man, woman, and teenager over the age of 18. And all are welcome in our party. And for those who have been disenchanted the past few years, the one thing I have to say is the Massachusetts Republican Party is here for you. We're back.
Let me just let you react to that, Joe.
I don't think the Republican Party is back by any means. Right now, they're losing people, as Democrats are, to the unenrolled party. People are flocking away from the Republican Party and the Democratic Party to unenrolled. So that's going to continue. They're not going to be able to stop that from happening. So they're only at 9% right now in the entire state. So they've got to appeal. And I do agree with Ron Kaufman that they have to appeal to more independent voters coming up in these elections coming up. And as well as, but without, I wouldn't want the party to be so like turn into a Democratic light where there's no opposition, where they just take similar positions that the Democrats do. I think they have to stake out a clear alternative to the Democrats.
So, Steve Brown, last note to you, picking up on what Joe Battenfeld just said, both parties are losing enrollment in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And, you know, we've worried in the past about sort of the nationalization of local politics. Is this a moment for individual candidates versus parties to take the front seat for winning strategies and then, you know, elections over the next few years?
Sure. You have to appeal to the independents, people who are not a member of either party. They might lean one way or the other. But most of the voters in Massachusetts are unenrolled, so they're up for grabs. They can vote in either the Democratic or the Republican primary. So, you know, they got to get some attractive candidates. Republicans need to get some attractive candidates in order to get independents to pull a Republican ballot in the primary and weigh in on that.
All right. WBUR Steve Brown, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Joe Battenfeld of the Boston Herald, thanks to you, too.
Thanks for having me.